You're listening to Idaho Matters on this Tuesday. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You know, there are many places in our communities that we just can't visit right now. One of them in the Treasure Valley is Zoo Boise. So how are all the animals doing? What about the staff that takes care of those animals? And when might we get to visit those giraffes and the tiger and the African dogs that all live there? Well, our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, checked in with Gene Peacock, the director of Zoo Boise.
What a surreal setting it must be for you each morning to walk through the zoo with just you and your staff and the animals.
It's very peaceful in a way, but it's also very strange. Yeah, the grounds, especially now that the trees, the vegetation's coming back, it's really nice around grounds.
I don't want to romanticize this too much, but is it possible that the animals miss us?
I think it depends on the animal.
Okay.
Yes. That first week in particular, you could really, really tell the animals knew something was different. They get so used to seeing so many people. For one day or 2 days, it was not a big deal, but as it stretched out, you could really tell a difference. And the animals, every time we would walk by, we're like, what are you doing? Some of the animals that are more social, when you walk around the zoo, they really watch what you're doing and they really want to interact with you.
So which animals are more social?
Well, in particular, our two panda cubs that are up towards the front of the zoo, mm-hmm. every time you walk by, they want to go, so what's going on? Where are you going? What are you doing? So they're very interactive. And surprisingly, our tiger Diana, when she sees people, in particular, the staff at the zoo, so she'll hide and all you see is like a pair of eyes or ears and she's watching you and she can be kind of unnerving, but then she also wants to play. And then our African wild dogs, they just, every time somebody walks by, they want to see what you're doing and what's going on. Those three groups of animals in particular, they really notice when somebody walks by.
Well, we all saw the news, a big cat in a New York zoo mm-hmm. being infected by coronavirus. So it's rare, but it's a real thing. So what kind of precautions do you have to add to keep everyone and all the animals safe?
So once this came about, before that even happened, that was at, I believe, the Bronx Zoo in New York.
Right.
Before this ever came about, we had already instituted some protocols. Our vet on site, she's very knowledgeable about that. But at the very beginning of this, even before we closed, we had keepers in masks. And then once we heard about that, we added face shields and gloves, monitor if you have symptoms, stay home. So we implemented that very, very early on and really put those precautions in place to protect our entire collection.
So I'm looking at Mayor McLean's blueprint for reopening Boise, and I see that Zoo Boise falls into stage 4, which would
That's
be
correct.
The final of 4 stages. It says Zoo Boise will open with a managed visitor flow. Can you give me a sense of what that looks like?
Well, what we're doing is we're actually developing that plan right now. Once we open, we're looking at a way to sell time tickets. So
okay.
you buy your tickets online, mm-hmm. and then you'll have a specific time to come in. And we'll have a flow where you come through the zoo. It'll be a one-way path. Take a circular route through the zoo so that everybody will get to see everything, but it'll be timed. We want to make sure people practice social distancing. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be a path that goes through the zoo so that they circulate, see the entire zoo, but we'll have our entrance separate from our exit. So we're really working out those plans and what it's going to look like. And once we have this solidified, we're going to make sure we let folks know.
Best case, might that happen? What, end of June before the 4th of July, best case?
We don't like to say when the time will be because that's
okay.
really up to when the stages happen. There's a radio. Give me 1 second.
You bet.
Copy that. So what that's based on are the metrics to advance from one stage to the other
okay.
or to the next one as the governor has set forth. So that's what we go by. Mm-hmm. So whenever the metrics are met and we're told we're going to be moving to stage 4 is when we'll pull that trigger.
What did you have on your...
Hang on.
Got to grab that radio, you bet.
Go for Gene.
Copy that.
All right. Sorry about that.
No problem.
The radio would blow your ears off.
So. No, it's okay. What did you have on your calendar for this year that you've had to postpone or cancel?
The main things we've had to postpone in early April, we had our annual extravaganza.
Sure.
And that is one of our biggest days of the year.
Right.
We have several thousand people come into the zoo. The zoo was already closed by the time that came, that date was on us. Mm-hmm. And there just wasn't a safe way to do it. So as of right now, that's our single biggest event we've canceled.
Mm-hmm. The zoo always teases us a little bit, those of us who walk the green belt and see our friends poking over the fence.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming that it's still all hands on deck inside the zoo for you and your colleagues. This is essential that you're there. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It's all hands on deck, but no, we don't have everybody here. We put a stage plan in effect. We have three teams of staff, and we have two of those teams rotate 5 days on and 5 days off. And so we have two of those teams that rotate, and we have a third team that's comprised similarly that we have at home. And there, in case a whole team goes down, we have qualified people that have been away from the zoo and not exposed that can come in and fill in that role. So we've got a limited number of people at the zoo actually doing the day-to-day stuff. And then a lot of the folks working from home as well.
Wow.
It makes a tough week.
I'm guessing that you're as anxious as we are, even to give us those timed tickets. But that first week or weekend, whenever that is, will be a big deal for all of us.
I hope so. Yeah. I just, we want people to understand that just for the safety of our guests and our staff and our animal collection, we're not going to be able to just open the gates and let people come in as it was before.
Right.
And so we just want to make sure we have everything set up so that it's a quality experience, a fun experience. That's really what we're kind of working on right now and getting that put together. And what timing? So let me take this call, okay? Hang on. This is a roofer.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Well
we're having some contractors put some new roofs on buildings.
Okay, well, goodness knows.
So they had a question.
Got to have a lot of good roofs at the zoo.
And it's good timing because we don't have the visitors in here.
Okay.
So those guys can get in and get the work done and don't have to worry about all the extra precautions with the visitors.
Gene Peacock has one of the best jobs in town. That said, it's one of the hardest jobs in town, and he's director of Zoo Boise. Gene, can't wait to see you in person with all your friends.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to getting people back out here and see the animals. We miss our visitors, we miss our members, we miss the public, and it's just great to come out here. It's a very relaxing place. So,
well, I'd love to share some of that when it's all safe for all of us.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping is we can share that, and this is a fun place for families to come and really kind of get back in the swing of things. I know being shut inside and having things closed is tough on everybody. And so we're looking forward to when we can do that for people.
Take care. Be safe. Be well. And we'll talk to you soon. Gene Peacock, thank you.
Thank you, George.
And that was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. I tell you, the zoo might be closed to the public, but holy cow, there's still a lot going on there, as you could tell with that interview. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters as well. You know what? And we are keeping you updated with the very latest on the coronavirus on our website. We update that constantly. You can go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org for our updated blog on coronavirus. Also, we are always looking for you to engage and to ask your questions or to send a comment. Coming up tomorrow, we will once again bring in Idaho doctors and medical experts here on Idaho Matters. They will, of course, be talking about the very latest on COVID-19 and its effects here in Idaho. If you have a question for them, you can leave us a voicemail with your question or a comment, and we may use it on tomorrow's show. So here's that number to call, 208-426 208-426-3625. Again, that is 208-426-3625. You still have time to get your question in so that we can hopefully use it on the air tomorrow. Also, you should note that on Thursday, right after Idaho Matters, so at 1 p.m., Governor Brad Little will be holding a news conference, because then we will be only days away from potentially going into phase two of Idaho's reopening. So we will be carrying that news conference live for you at 1 p.m. right here on Boise State Public Radio News. That is Thursday. Thanks again for all of you for continuing to be a part of Idaho Matters, for supporting our program, but also supporting all of Boise State Public Radio News. We could not be here without all of you. I'm Gemma Gaudette. I hope you have a really good rest of your day and find some joy. We'll see you back here tomorrow.